Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the status of COVID relief funds.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from the Ohio Education Association, representing dedicated professionals who work to continuously improve Ohio's public schools every day. You can stand with the Ohio Education Association, educators, and parents to ensure students have the tools to succeed, because public education matters. More at ohea.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Billions of dollars came to Ohio through the American Rescue Plan Act to help mitigate the impact of the coronavirus. Now, 3 years later, the deadline to commit that money to a cause is rapidly approaching. Dylan Armstrong with the Center for Community Solutions has been following the money. Hi, Dylan.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for talking with us today. So most of the state's ARPA money has been committed to a cause already, just in time for this upcoming end-of-the-year deadline. But not all the checks have been cut yet. How much has actually been spent so far?
So far, and by so far, I mean as of about July of this year, we're looking at a little bit around the ballpark of $3.2 billion, or approximately 60% of the funding's been spent.
That is a lot of money that's already gone out to these communities. What do you think are the successes so far? Can you give us an example of how this money is making a difference in the state?
Overall, the state had appropriated this money to a handful of different categories, I think around 14 or so. An example of a success would obviously be with the water and sewer infrastructure. Not maybe the most exciting, but it's a very important project. And then also residential broadband expansion, bringing, you know, broadband internet connection to the more rural parts of the state.
There was obviously a lot of flexibility in how these funds could be used. What do you think the state ended up prioritizing in the spending?
It's clear based upon the different categories that the money was obligated or appropriated towards that supporting businesses took up a really large chunk. Just shy of 30% of the funding went towards, you know, business and tourism. So that's one of the bigger priorities. A very broad definition of like health, human services got, you know, ballpark a quarter of the money. So people and businesses were the big categories.
I imagine even with a pot of money as large as this one was, not every issue can get funded. So what were some of the missed opportunities?
With any funding decision, you know, there are people who get what they ask for and there are people who don't get the full dollar amount they're looking for. You know, the food banks are a group of organizations that come to mind as entities that got some assistance but did not get the full amount. And while some money was put towards addressing different disparities and, you know, trying to uplift equity, there's definitely a lot more work that could have been done, especially when we consider very little of this money was going towards addressing any sort of like racial disparities when we know that COVID disproportionately impacted communities of color.
This was an historic investment. Not only did $5.4 billion go to the state, cities and counties also got another $6 billion. What are the lessons we should take away from this process?
One of the big lessons is community involvement in providing ample opportunities for advocates to be able to come in and share their priorities and share what their community's priorities are. Other states had done a more comprehensive planning process when it came to their ARPA funds. The state of Ohio chose not to. The state has experience with getting large pots of money and learning from that. I think when a pot of money of this size comes along again, which it will eventually, you know, we should be optimistic that our concerns should be heard.
That's Dylan Armstrong with the Center for Community Solutions. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.